It's a big, beautiful good morning to Bev Hunter, Senior Project and Training Officer of the Royal Life Saving Society, as she joins Morning Magazine today. Bev, as Aussies, we love our water, don't we? Whether it's swimming, fishing, a day at the beach, messing around on dams, or simply littlies in the bath. But it comes at a price. And today, you want to draw attention to the World Drowning Prevention Day.
Hi, Rosemary.
Now, Bev, can you tell us what the World Drowning Prevention Day is all about?
Yes, World Drowning Prevention Day is a global day of action. It shines a light on just how big of a problem drowning is, not just overseas, but right here in our local communities too. The idea is to remind everyone that drowning is preventable and that each of us can play a part, whether that's learning CPR, enrolling kids into swimming lessons, or simply staying alert around water. Everything counts.
How big is the issue of drowning in Australia, Bev?
Well, Rosemary, sadly, it's a major issue. Every year, around 280 people drown in Australia alone. Many more survive, but are left with long-term injuries, unfortunately. Here in Queensland, we're surrounded by water, obviously, with beaches, dams, rivers, pools, so the risk is everywhere. Kids under five, older adults, and people who don't have strong swimming skills are particularly at risk.
And what makes drowning so absolutely dangerous? I mean, the obvious, if you die, but why is it so dangerous?
Well, one of the scariest things about drowning is how fast and silent it can be. There's often no splashing or calling out, unlike what you see in the movies. In some cases, it can just take 20 seconds for a child to go under, and by the time someone notices, it might be too late. And even more shocking, it takes less than 3 centimetres of water for a young child to drown. That's about the depth of a puddle in a bucket or the bottom of a bathtub. That's why constant supervision and water safety education are so important.
What does the do one thing message mean, Bev?
Well, the do one thing message is a call to action. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be something simple like checking your pool gate, learning CPR, putting your phone down at the pool, or talking to your kids about water safety. If everyone did just one thing together, we can make a huge difference.
What are some of the practical steps families can take to make sure everyone stays safe?
Yeah, well, Royal Life Saving Queensland has a few tips. So we do advise that you supervise your kids at all times, especially near water. No distractions like phones, and always stay within arm's reach of those small children. Teach kids to swim early and make sure also that the adults know how to swim and survive too. It's a good idea to learn CPR. Knowing what to do in an emergency can actually save a life. And check in those pool gates and fences to make sure they're in good working order. Finally, be aware of natural water hazards when you visit rivers, creeks, and even things like flood water, which can come on suddenly.
How about the community becoming involved? How can they do that, Bev, with World Drowning Prevention Day?
Yes, it's super easy. So it's all celebrated on the 25th of July. So to show your support, we're sharing water safety tips on social media, or please talk to your family and friends about the importance of water safety. Local swim schools or councils may be holding events, so look into those. Or they may have CPR demonstrations or activities happening. So keep an eye out, and you can also head to our royallifesaving.com.au website to find more resources and ideas of how you can get involved yourself.
Fabulous. Thanks very much for talking to us again today, Bev.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Every year, thousands of lives are lost of drowning across the globe, including many here in Australia. It's quick, it's silent, and it often happens when we least expect it. That's why the United Nations declared World Drowning Prevention Day on July the 25th, a day to raise awareness and to take action. This year's message, do one thing to prevent drowning. Bev Hunter, Senior Project and Training Officer from the Royal Life Saving Society. And we do appreciate her time. If you'd like to listen to this again, you can go to the 101.5fm.com.au website and click on podcast.